You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The Union Health Ministry has declared the Delta Plus variant of COVID as a variant of concern. Reports now suggest that there are 40 confirmed cases of the Delta Plus variant in India, and that it could trigger a possible third wave in the country. Hello and welcome back to our COVID Fight podcast. I'm Kanishka Sarkar and I will bring to you the latest updates from Monday to Friday on the pandemic as well as news surrounding the developments on the vaccination front. Now, the Delta Plus variant, which is a more infectious and easily transmissible variant, has been reported in states like Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. Following this, the Union Health Secretary has written to Chief Secretaries of Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Maharashtra and requested them to take up immediate containment measures in districts where this variant has been detected. However, member of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force, Dr. Shashank Joshi, suggests that there is no sufficient data available to be alarmed about the variant yet. Dr. Joshi tweeted, and I quote, "Variant of concern, vaccine and panic. The Delta Plus variant of concern does not have sufficient data to be alarmed, except that we must continue our strict COVID appropriate behavior with the double mask, avoid crowds and continue vaccination." He added that the severity of this Delta Plus variant is unknown. Nonetheless, All India Institute of Medical Sciences Chief Dr. Randeep Kuleria reportedly said that this new Delta variant is extremely transmissible. Even walking next to a COVID patient who is a carrier of this variant without a mask may lead to an infection. On the possibility of falling back to lockdown if cases spike again, Dr. Kuleria said that the country is likely to again follow a hammer and dance strategy. It will be a containment measure. The news report quoted Dr. Kuleria as saying. Meanwhile, Maharashtra's Health Minister Rajesh Tope has directed officials to monitor Delta Plus variant cases closely. He said that the information about these cases should be collected and recorded for a study. He added that they'll be taking 100 samples from every district. Now here's a look at the characteristics of the Delta Plus variant. According to Indian SARS COV2 Consortium of Genomics, this variant's characteristics include increased transmissibility, stronger binding to receptors of lung cells, and potential reduction in monoclonal antibody response. Besides India, this variant has been found in the US, UK, Portugal, Switzerland, Japan, Poland, Nepal, China, and Russia. Next up is an update on the daily COVID case count. India recorded close to 51,000 cases in the last 24 hours as of 8 a.m. on June 23rd. The daily death toll due to the viral disease has come down to around 1,300. With this, India's total infection tally has crossed the 3 crore mark, with 1 crore infections being added in 50 days. Now some news on the vaccination front. As of 3 p.m. today, over 43 lakh jabs were administered to the citizens. Also, vaccine maker AstraZeneca has cited a study and said that its vaccine is effective against the Delta and Kappa variants. A look at the global news on virus. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned that the Delta variant of coronavirus is the greatest threat to America's response to the pandemic. He says that this variant now makes up more than 20% of new cases in the US. He, however, said that the good news is the US vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. Dr. Fauci said, and I quote, "Conclusion, we have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak." There's also some news for Olympic enthusiasts. The organizers of Tokyo Olympics have released guidelines, according to which spectators at the games will be advised not to give each other high fives or talk loudly to lower the risk of coronavirus infections. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee also said that it would announce the result of a lottery on July 6 to whittle down the number of spectators after limits were imposed. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.